The city will give mall owner CBL $755,000 with a one-time payment of $375,000 and then waiving the rent and parking ramp fees for the next 5 years. In return, the mall has to fill the empty JCPenney store and then work to get a movie theater or another attraction to bring people downtown at night, according to Council President Romy Wagner.
We put into the agreement that if they do not fulfill their side of it, that they're required to give us the money back.
Most of the people we talk to downtown say the city has no choice. Justin Myers lives in Marshfield, but makes regular business trips to Wausau.
You know, it's scary to see JCPenney leave, to think 80,000 square feet just sitting there. Hopefully somebody will come in and, you know, fill that space.
Chris Wood works in a retail store a half block from the mall.
Seems to me it could be a million other uses for taxpayer dollars, but if it keeps it alive, it keeps me working.
Margaret Shields lives downtown. She says she has mixed feelings.
I don't have the crystal ball. I don't know if it will last or not. I don't know if downtown Wausau can support a mall.
But Council President Wagner says the city has to try to save it.
What would happen if the mall as we know it shuts down? 700 jobs go away that are in it, and that could and would probably affect the rest of the retail downtown.
The city council voted 11-0 last night to approve the deal. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.